I can.
Okay. Or you might say, no, I
cannot, or I can't.
And say there was a terrible accident up the road. You say, well, there was no need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the victim was
dead.
Okay, would you ever say dead?
Or he was already dead.
I wouldn't.
What would you say?
He was dead.
Okay.
Or he was already dead.
Okay.
Should be careful.
And you say in a dangerous situation, a person, what, to be careful?
Should be careful.
Okay, or...
Needs to be.
Okay. And you might tell someone you're not doing what to do.
You were told to do?
Or what you...
Should be doing.
Okay, another way of saying that, what you...
Ought to do.
And say if the boy got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something he...
Shouldn't have done.
Okay, or another way of saying that.
Ought not to have done.
Okay. And you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
Can't do it.
Or I just...
Won't do it.
Okay. And say if you had done some hard work all by yourself, and all the time a friend of yours was just standing around watching you work.
Could have helped.
When you get through with your work, you might go over to him and say,
might have helped, yeah.
Well, instead of just standing there, you know, you...
You could have helped me.
Okay. Or you might...
Might have helped me out.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of birds that you see in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there different kinds of owls?
Yes. Well, there's the hoot owl.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't distinguish further different kinds, but I know there are different kinds of owls. There's the big horned owl and the smaller species.
What do you call the little small one?
Maybe
around the barn or
someplace.
Well,
barn owl, night owl.
I don't know whether they call them barn owls or night owls. Of course, all of them are night owls. Just so
I can't be. The one that makes a scary noise.
Screech owl.
Okay. And what about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Is there any other name for it?
Well, let's see, the woodpecker. Yes, I know there's another name, right, common name, but escapes me right now.
You heard
Peckerwood.
Okay. What about any other names? Maybe for the big woodpecker?
Woodchuck,
yes. I'm not that familiar with them, really.
You ever heard woodchuck?
No, I can't think
woodchuck, yes.
Woodchuck,
woodchuck. No, I can't say that I relate the woodchuck to a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
A woodchuck would be a ground animal to me.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
A skunk.
Okay. Any other name?
Polecat.
Which name did you say for you growing up?
Polecat.
Okay. What about the woodpecker thing?
A peckerwood.
Okay. And, say some animals have been coming and raiding your hen houses. You might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Barn. Well,
a barn.
Skunks or foxes.
Usually a wild animal.
You don't know exactly what it is.
Varmints.
Huh?
A varmint.
Okay, what does varmint mean to you?
Usually a wild animal of some nature that's kind of a pesty or a pesky one or obnoxious or destructive in something that you're trying to take care of.
Would you talk about, say, a small animal like a rat or a mouse as being a varmint?
Yes, that could, it could take care of that as well.
Would you talk about, say, lice or bed bugs or something as well?
No.
Okay. And what about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
A raccoon.
Okay, what else? What about you see in the city?
Cat.
Okay, or a bushy-tailed